Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 39, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. 11 of Hensley, and likewise of each and every man on the jury, that I did not at any time, while a juror, hear any applause except such as occurred in open court, and which was heard by the judge, jury, and attorneys in the case. I did not know that there had been any cheering or anybody connected with the case at any time, or that there had been any cheering in any way growing out of or connected with the Frank case until after the verdict was rendered and I was told about said incidents. That on one occasion I have forgotten the exact date when the jury was opposite the old Union Depot station, which is about 2 blocks from the courthouse, I heard faintly and indefinitely what I thought might be cheering. It was not distinct. What I heard I considered at the time was in the vicinity of the courthouse. I did not know, as above stated, what was the occasion of the cheering, either at that time or at any other time, until after I was discharged as a juror. That the jury left the courtroom every time before the judge, lawyers, and audience were permitted to leave, and there was never any applause or cheering either inside of the court or outside of the court, within my knowledge, while the case was being considered, the jury and leaving were always attended by the deputy sheriff or bailiffs, one always going in front and one always in the rear. We were usually taken direct from the courthouse to the German Cafe, located midway of the block on Pryor Street, opposite from the courthouse, and it took only a very short time to go there, I should estimate about 3 minutes at the outside. Upon reaching the German Cafe, we were taken directly to a private dining room in the rear of the building, and the door immediately closed. After being shut up in this room, we never heard any sounds that in the slightest resembled applause or cheering. The only cheering that was heard by any time while the case was being considered was the cheering that arose shortly after the verdict of guilty was read, when there was cheering both on Hunter and Pryor Streets, and said cheering was loud and long. With the exception of this cheering, I never heard